Hello and welcome to the Sounds Proper Podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions. Today, I'll be reviewing the Pop Smoke album, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon. This is Pop Smoke's first posthumous release, released on July 3rd, 2020. Before I get into the review, though, I would like to mention a few things. Firstly, I have a YouTube channel called Sounds Proper. That is where I release the video version of each review. So I make a podcast version and a video version. So if you want to check that out on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel, you can also check that out. Also, remember to tune in each Sunday during a various time, maybe even Monday. But on Sunday, I have a segment called Single Sunday where I go through some of the newer singles that came out around the week. Last Single Sunday, I talked about A Boogie featuring Lil Uzi. Also talked about 6ix9ine. Just check it out, it's a bit lighthearted and we just get to talk about new music. Anyway, that's it. So let's get straight into this Pop Smoke, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon review. So this album is a posthumous album released on July 3rd, 2020. Bashar Jackson is a now dead New York rapper who saw a great amount of success after his big hit, his debut hit, Welcome to the Party. His first project is called Meet the Woo, and it was released in July 2019, and it saw great success, especially in New York, due to the aforementioned song, and also the songs like Dior, Flexin, etc. In December of 2019, he collaborated on the Jack Boys project, which is a compilation album headed by Travis Scott. In February 2020, he released the sequel to the first Meet the Woo mixtape, Meet the Woo 2, and 5 days after the initial release of the mixtape, he released the deluxe edition. A week after the release of the deluxe edition, Bashar Jackson was murdered in a home invasion, which left fans and newcomers alike devastated. Pop Smoke's mother and sister worked to get a posthumous album out with the help of 50 Cent and some other hip-hop collaborators. Pop Smoke's the album was slated for mid-June, but eventually dropped in early July, and it dropped with 19 tracks, 18 original tracks, and 56 minutes of runtime. That album, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, and I'll be reviewing the album to see if it sounds proper. So, generally, in the past, I have not liked the idea of posthumous albums at all. The reason for this is because they capitalize off the success, off the popularity, off the fame of a now-dead artist. And it's just manipulation for the fans, because they're just playing off of the fans' desire for more and the fans' possible hurt for the death of this artist. And this is all while the artist has no control over what the release will be like, what is going to be released, how the album is going to be. They just have very, very little creative control. And people reap financial benefits from this when the artist can't possibly reap financial benefits for this. So this can be purely a money move whoever is releasing whatever album. For example, look at how XXXTentacion's label bastardized his name with the release of Skins and Bad Vibes Forever. Two albums, especially Bad Vibes Forever, that are clearly incomplete, that are clearly not polished, not finished works. So I was even more skeptical with this one because A, blood and money do not mix, and it's Pop Smoke's family leading the charge to get this posthumous release out. B, this album, Pop Smoke died very, very shortly after the release of Meet the Woo 2, so I was very skeptical about how much material he had recorded going leading, like how much material he had recorded that was not released because he just released the project. And also, another thing I was skeptical about going into this, not really related to the fact that it's a posthumous album, but some of the features. There's 3 Quavo features, there's a Tyga feature, and generally those are things that worry me. But everybody involved made sure that they didn't put something out that was disrespectful to Pop Smoke's name. Pop Smoke sounded good on the album. He sounded almost as if he was part of the creative process and in the creation of the album. There was a heavy reliance on features, as is expected on a posthumous release. But for the most part, they all try their best. They all show out, despite the fact that there's a ton of features on this album. We have Quavo 3 times, Tyga, Roddy Ricch, Future, etc. So the beats on this album, they feel fresh, and they don't really rely on a trap sound or the drill sound that Pop Smoke adopted. I'm going to be going through the track list. I'll be talking about each track, and I'll be giving my thoughts on them. Also, I actually won't be talking about Dior, because that came out on the first Meet the Woo album, and it's not really like an original track. It doesn't make any sense reviewing it. So the first track, the intro track, is called Bad Bitch from Tokyo Intro. This is a quick short. It's as short as an interlude. However, Pop Smoke has a verse on it that's like song level. So it's like a half song, half interlude. The trap drums on it don't feel like Trap 101, which is a good thing. They're trap drums, yes, but they don't feel so standard and generic. And also, Pop Smoke, he does sound good on this. The first song is Aim for the Moon. And I believe this one really sets the tone for the album. You know, the instrumentation has drills, the drill hi-hats, and very powerful bassy drums, and a very schizophrenic melody. And Pop Smoke, he isn't talking about anything that he wouldn't normally talk about, like on his past music. You know, it's girls, it's parties, it's drugs, etc. But his delivery is just like on his other projects. It's so entertaining, and his flow is really nice that it really makes up for the redundancy of his subject matter. And the album has, this is the first feature from Quavo out of the 3, and this one isn't really good, but it doesn't really drag the song down too much. Overall, it's not a bad song. Then the track after that is called For the Night. This song is Pop Smoke extending his range when he's harmonizing, he's crooning, and it does not actually sound bad at all. This song is basically a ballad to the streets, with the beat having slow trap drums, some chilling chimes, and some very cool and icy strings. This track has 2 features, one from Lil Baby and one from Da Baby. The Lil Baby feature is underwhelming, as I kind of expected, but the Da Baby feature, in theory, is interesting. However, I believe Da Baby could have been placed on a different track. He could have been placed just better, where he could be complimenting Pop Smoke on a more upbeat, more rapping song. But the DaBaby feature is good. You know, it's very sticky and it's very poignant. And, you know, Pop Smoke and DaBaby are both 2 rappers with unique deliveries, unique voices, which made the placement of DaBaby kind of disappointing. But nevertheless, he still gave a good effort. After For the Night, we have the track 44 Bulldog, and this beat is really good. It's haunting, and the drill instrumentation has a calm but depressing melody. Pop Smoke, you know, he goes into his deep delivery as almost always, but it's turned up to 11, and he blends in with the beat so well. And his flows are good, and the dark subject matter matches the dark tone of the track. After 44 Bulldogs, we get the track Gangstas, and I feel as if this song has 50 Cent influence all over. And this album, it's clear that Pop Smoke takes inspiration, takes influence from 50 Cent, and this song is a good example of it. You know, he really sounds like 50 Cent delivery wise, on the hook especially. The beat on this track has consistent pianos that are played in a very satisfying pattern, and it has some good complementary drums. The verse is weak. You know, he maintains the same deadpan delivery, and flow-wise, it's kind of rough. It's a little robotic, and it feels as if he's having a hard time. But the track Yeah Yeah is a bit better. It's actually quite better than Gangsta's. It's sunny. It has joyful strings, and it has some drums to add punch. And Pop Smoke contrasts this very sunny, upbeat beat with a grim hook, and that's catchy and it's good. And you know, Pop Smoke, he hops from subject to subject on this track, but it's not really distracting, and it's actually quite seamless. After Yeah Yeah, we get the song Creature featuring Swae Lee. He has a woozy performance, you know, especially on the hook, but it's very boring. And he underperforms on the verses as well. Pop Smoke, he's not on this track a lot. He's like a feature on his own track. He gives a good performance, but he's not on it enough to save it. You know, the beat is good with some busy trap instrumentation, strange electronic melody, but I think Swae Lee really undershoots his performance on this one. After, we get the track Snitchin' featuring Future and Quavo. The song starts with a skit. It's like a conversation between two men. One is, you know, I guess they're friends. One's telling the other that he gets paid to snitch. He tells his friend, like, yo, you saw what I did to that guy. I got him locked up for 40 years. You know, he didn't take the plea deal, so he got locked up for 40 years. It's a pretty funny skit. But besides that, to begin with, on my initial listens, I didn't like this song at all. I thought it was awful, but I don't think it's awful anymore because I think Quavo and Future's performances grew on me. The hook is, it's very simple. Snitching. Niggas be out here snitching. Snitching. But it's all we needed. It's a good hook. It's catchy. You know, it's effective. You know, Pop Smoke, once again, he sounds like a feature on his own track with a brief but a very potent verse, and he adds much needed energy to the track. For half of Future's verse, he kind of goes into a deeper register, almost mimicking Pop Smoke, and for like another half, he, you know, uses his normal tone. And for the half that he uses a normal tone, it's pretty good, but it's kind of weird how he just like lowers his voice and tries to imitate Pop Smoke. It's not a bad track, but it definitely could have been better, especially because Quavo handles hook duty and a verse. You know, it sounds like Quavo featuring Pop Smoke and Future. After Snitching, we get the track Make It Rain. I already reviewed this track on one of the Single Sunday segments, so I'm not going to talk about this too long. You can check out that segment where I talk about this track featuring Rowdy Rebel. One thing I did mess up is that I wasn't really sure about how Rowdy Rebel's verse was recorded. Now I know that he's in prison and he recorded it over the phone. But my original point still stands that they just could have got someone who isn't in jail who can come into a studio and actually record a verse that isn't phoned in. But whatever, I'm not going to talk about this track too long. Just know I like it. It's a good track. After that, we get The Woo. And this song has some tropical style acoustic and electric strings with some good complementary trap drums. The hook on this from Pop is Pop Smoke. He does the hook. It's very woozy and simple. She wanna fuck with The Woo. You probably hear it all over 50 Cent's IG. Because he's been promoting this song heavy, because he's featured on it. 50 Cent's feature, it's okay. You know, he's not at his peak, but it's solid enough. And damn, he's been promoting the hell out of this track on his Instagram. Also, Roddy Ricch is the first feature to actually come into the track, and he's very expressive, has a lot of personality. You know, he gets into his higher register. It's a good feature from Roddy Ricch. The weakest verse, I would say, is Pop Smoke's. It's brief and it isn't memorable, but Pop Smoke definitely delivers on the hook. 50 is fine, and Roddy Ricch is good. It's a pretty good track, The Woo. But after The Woo, we get West Coast Shit, featuring Tyga and the last Quavo feature. The beat is quite agitating. The drums on it, the trap drums, are very thin. It's very cheap, and it has like an annoying cowbell and a very monotonous piano for the beat. Tyga is featured, and if you tuned in for one of my segments in Single Sunday, you know I'm not really a fan of Tyga. He isn't awful on the track, but he isn't exactly good because he's Tyga, and I don't think he can be good unless it's like a single that hits radio. Pop Smoke shares the hook with Quavo, and it isn't a really good hook at all. Pop Smoke's verse is unimpressive. He uses very simple wordplay, and it just doesn't impress at all. And Quavo probably has the best verse out of the three, but it's just okay. It's okay. But overall, it's not a good track. West Coast Shit, that is. After, we get Enjoy Yourself. This song has Pop Smoke talking about a girl or multiple girls. It's a little unclear. I guess it's the way he words things on the verse. It makes it unclear. But anyways, the beat has a very nice Latin-like strumming and some standard trap drums that are being played. The feature on the track is from Karol G, and it's entirely in Spanish. So lyrically, I'm not going to critique it because it's in a language I don't speak. If it was in French, I could do it fine, but whatever. But what I will say is I like her singing. Her singing is very nice. It's very angelic. And speaking of angelic, look her up on Google. She's bad. She's a baddie. But anyway, this song it's just okay. After, we get Mood Swings featuring Lil TJ. This song is a love song. It's Pop Smoke's interpretation of a love song, and we're gonna get that for a few more tracks. Pop Smoke and love songs. He harmonizes, and he has some success with harmonizing. And once again, you hear 50 Cent. You hear a lot of 50 Cent influence. He sounds like 50 Cent, but his harmonizing is better than him. He talks about a girl who he has feelings for, and he enjoys her company. You know, he really fucks with her, but he still keeps the relationship under wraps. Lil TJ offers a slightly different perspective about the same thing. He has an enjoyable verse, but I think Pop Smoke outperforms him, as Pop Smoke should. It's his track. Also, the beat is dynamic, mainly consisting of intimate strings, a kick clap duo, and an occasional appearance of some trap drums. But I do like how a lot of these elements are interchangeable, and it makes it's not like the same thing for like 3-4 minutes. Anyway, after Mood Swings, we get Something Special. Once again, we get a love song, but this one's a bit more intimate. It's a bit more open, but it still projects similar themes of the previous song. The instrumentation on this track, it sounds like something like straight from the 2000s. Like 2000, you go on a radio station, they're playing some 2000s R&B or hip-hop, and this, you could probably expect something like this beat, you know, with the strings, the drums, and the glistening sound effects. Pop Smoke, he curates a pretty good hook, and on the hook, he expresses his feelings towards this girl he's talking about, and the verses, they serve very, very well, it complements the hook very well, as he just goes into more detail about his feelings and why he feels them for this girl. And overall, it's just a good track, and it shows some surprising versatility from Pop Smoke that if you listen to his past projects you wouldn't expect. After that, we get another love song, another one where he sounds like 50 Cent, What You Know About Love. He sounds like 50 Cent, as I said, especially on the hook. What you know about love, I got what you need. This song's a bit more sexual. It's a bit more, like, personally intimate. But he always relates that sexual subject matter to the positive traits about this girl, like just like her personality and her being. Some of the lines are corny, like when he goes, "Hey, batter, batter, hey, batter, batter." But overall, it's a decent track. But after What You Know About Love, we get Diana, and it features King Combs, who has a pretty good verse. It's very smooth. It's very elegant. It's not fantastic, but he works well with the beat. This song, speaking of the beat, it's pretty good. It has some good brass, or is it woodwinds? I'm not too sure. The sporadic drums and how the tempo changes at a moment's notice is all very interesting. But Pop Smoke, he doesn't really do a great job on his verses. Once again, he seems to struggle with his wording a little bit here and there. Overall, not a bad track, but Pop Smoke's a little underwhelming. Next, we have the track Got It On Me. I think this is going to be like one of the bigger tracks off this album because he interpolates 50 Cent's very, very popular song, Many Men. And he actually does a better job performing the hook than 50 Cent initially did. His singing, he just does a really good job with the singing, better than 50 Cent did on his interpretation of the chorus. And on the verses, they're short, they're packed with energy, and his flow really reminds me of some classic DMX. And the beat, it has the movie 300, it has like 300 like vocal samples, and some really good drums. The outro track, Tunnel Vision outro, it's a drill banger, and it's probably something you're used to hearing from Pop Smoke. Good verse, good hook, it's the usual. And as I said, not reviewing Dior, came out on Meet the Woo, and I think even on the deluxe version for Meet the Woo 2. So I'm not reviewing Dior. I like Dior, but I'm not doing it. So yeah, that's Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon by Pop Smoke. You won't believe actually how many times I like switched up Aim for the Moon, Shoot for the Stars, like that. Kind of screwed it up in my video if you want to check that out on YouTube. So yeah, this album, it isn't your typical Pop Smoke album, but that's for the better. It feels like a natural progression in Pop Smoke's style. It feels as if, like, if he would have put the album out, this is what it would have sounded like. On this album, it shows what potential he may have had in the future to expand his style and to become a more versatile artist. The songs selected for the album sound like songs that Pop Smoke himself would have chosen to be on his own album. In my opinion, that even though I say that, the album doesn't completely justify all 18 original tracks. But even saying that, it doesn't drag on too long. And overall, I believe this is a respectful goodbye to Pop Smoke. This is a respectful posthumous album. I believe it's a posthumous album done right. It really reflects what Pop Smoke more than likely would have put on his own album. And it respects an artist who had a massive impact on the hip hop, in the rap game. And especially in New York, really being one of the pioneers of Brooklyn drill. And we know that he could have been so much more, but he tragically was murdered, Anyway, the best track for me was the track Yeah Yeah. I think it was just really entertaining. I really did like that little stretch of solo Pop Smoke songs. And I think the worst track's West Coast Shit. Tyga was on it. The best verse was just okay. I didn't like the hook at all. The beat kind of sucked. West Coast Shit was the worst. And the overall score for Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon by Pop Smoke is a 6 out of 10. I believe it's a solid album. It's positive in my book. It just has some duds. It has some okays. But it's still a good album. 6 out of 10. It's positive. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to this Pop Smoke review of Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon. If you haven't already, check out my past reviews. I reviewed Eternal Take. I reviewed Flatbush Zombies. I reviewed Ian Dior. I reviewed Run the Jewels 4. Also, check out the Single Sunday segments. That's a podcast exclusive segments that you won't find on my YouTube channel. You can also get Matt on the Moon review, which is a YouTube exclusive review. Kid Cudi Matt on the Moon review. Check that on YouTube. Also, just check out if you prefer a video format, check out Sounds Proper YouTube channel. You get the video version, more highly edited versions of these reviews. And as always, thank you for listening. I hope you tune in for the next episode. And goodbye now. I don't know how to do an outro, so I'm just gonna click stop recording now, okay?